I'm so excited because the first book by Darkness Prevails and Carmen Carrion is available for pre-order right now. It's the Freaky Folklore Compendium, filled with the history and lore of the most terrifying folklore monsters across the globe, alongside some cool but creepy illustrations. Releases July 16th. Pre-order now at eeriecast.com/freak or on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookstore.
Step into the realm where the celestial rhythm of the cosmos orchestrates a dramatic performance. Imagine a world plunged into an unfamiliar twilight, where the sun's brilliance wanes unexpectedly, and shadows dance in eerie patterns across the earth. Amid this atmospheric shift, ancient whispers of prophecy awaken a potent blend of curiosity and apprehension. What arcane secrets lay veiled within the fleeting embrace of a solar eclipse? Prepare to embark on a journey as we unravel the mysterious saga of the solar eclipse, a tale woven with facts, fears, and a rich tapestry of folklore that has bewitched humanity since the dawn of time. Welcome to Freaky Folklore, the podcast where we discover horrifying legends across the world and tell terrifying tales of folklore, both ancient and modern. This week, we're discussing the solar eclipse, along with the superstitions and folklore that surround it. This show is part of the EerieCast Podcast Network. Find more terrifying tales at eeriecast.com, such as Destination Terror. You can listen to a new episode every week as I take you to horrifying destinations, both real and mythical. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or your favorite podcasting service. You can leave an honest review on iTunes, too. The more we get, the more we grow, and hopefully, the more monsters we can explore. You can now find Freaky Folklore videos on YouTube as well. If you would like to submit an encounter or suggestions for future episodes, you can email them to carmancarrion@gmail.com. That is carmancarrion@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter or Instagram for information on future episodes. Today I'm setting aside our usual weekly episode format to delve into the topic that has captivated human beings for millennia, the phenomenon of solar eclipses. This celestial event, where the moon passes between the Earth and the Sun, casting a shadow on our planet, has sparked wonder, curiosity, and sometimes fear across cultures and civilizations throughout history. Solar eclipses are not just astronomical events. They hold profound cultural, scientific, and even spiritual significance for humanity. Ancient civilizations, lacking the scientific understanding we have today, often interpreted eclipses through the lens of mythology, religion, and superstition. These interpretations shaped beliefs and rituals surrounding eclipses, which continue to influence attitudes towards them in modern times. In ancient cultures such as the Mayans, Egyptians, and Chinese, solar eclipses were seen as cosmic messages or battles between celestial deities. The sudden darkening of the sky during an eclipse was often associated with portents of doom, changes in leadership, or warnings from the gods. Temples and monuments aligned with celestial events, including eclipses, highlight the importance these events held in ancient societies. One of the most famous historical examples of the impact of solar eclipses is the verification of Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity in 1919. During a solar eclipse, astronomers observed that the light from distant stars appeared to bend as it passed near the sun, confirming Einstein's predictions about the warping of space-time by gravity. This groundbreaking confirmation catapulted Einstein to international fame and revolutionized our understanding of the universe. Even today, solar eclipses continue to evoke awe and fascination. The Great American Eclipse of 2017, which crossed the United States from coast to coast, drew millions of spectators and sparked a renewed interest in astronomy and celestial events. People traveled far and wide to witness the fleeting moments of totality, where the sun's corona is revealed in all its glory. However, eclipses can also evoke fear and superstition in some individuals. cultural beliefs about eclipses being harbingers of bad luck or disasters persist in various parts of the world. Precautionary measures such as avoiding outdoor activities or using protective eyewear are often taken during eclipses to mitigate perceived risks. Despite the scientific understanding we have today, solar eclipses remain a poignant reminder of our place in the cosmos and the mysteries of the universe. They serve as a bridge between ancient wisdom and modern science, connecting us to the timeless wonder that has fascinated generations of humans throughout history. So as we reflect on the profound impact of solar eclipses on human culture and curiosity, let us embrace the awe-inspiring beauty of these celestial events and continue to explore the mysteries of the cosmos with wonder and reverence. For the past year, people throughout Mexico and the United States have been eagerly preparing for this phenomenal day. On Monday, April 8, 2024, a total solar eclipse will traverse the skies above North America. The event will be visible across all of North America and Central America, with areas within a specific path, approximately 115 miles wide, passing through 15 U.S. states, as well as Mexico and Canada. Those situated within this path will experience the awe-inspiring phenomenon of totality, where the moon completely obscures the sun's disk. I am lucky enough to call one of these 15 states my home, and tomorrow I will have the opportunity to view the eclipse in 98% totality. But all the buzz and excitement not only inspired this episode, but it got me to thinking. I wonder what folklore has been weaved throughout the ages about solar eclipses. When the skies darken, the temperature drops, and the day suddenly turns to night. I imagine people of old, before astronomers had the technology to thoroughly study the skies above us, had some pretty strange and even scary ideas about what happened when the light was stolen from the day, when the all-powerful sun went black. According to NASA, eclipses have been occurring since long before humans walked the planet. Throughout time, humans have had different interpretations of, and reactions to, these striking celestial events. The oldest known recorded eclipse in human history possibly occurred around November 30th, 3340 BCE, at the Lochcrube Megalithic Monument in County Meath, Ireland. Archaeologists discovered a series of spiral-shaped and circular petroglyphs, rock carvings created by pecking into stone. Adjacent to a petroglyph displaying overlapping concentric circles, they uncovered the charred remains of nearly 50 individuals. The interpretation of these petroglyphs continues to engage scholars as they seek to understand their significance. Around 1200 BCE, scribes in Anyang, China, documented eclipses on oracle bones, oxen shoulder blades, and tortoise shells. In these ancient records, the scribes described eclipses with the phrase, "The sun has been eaten." More than 3,000 years later, in the 1980s and 1990s CE, a team of astronauts from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory utilized these eclipse records to study variations in Earth's rotation. By pinpointing the dates and locations of eclipses in 1226 BCE, 1198 BCE, 1172 BCE, 1163 BCE, and 1161 BCE, they calculated changes in Earth's rotation rate. Comparing the expected locations of these eclipses with historical records from Anyang, they concluded that Earth's rotation had slowed by 47,000ths of a second per day over the last 3,200 years. Eclipses have significant mentions in various religious texts. Christian scriptures refer to a moon turned to blood after Jesus was crucified, possibly alluding to a lunar eclipse where the moon appears reddish. Scholars used this reference to propose a potential crucifixion date of Friday, April 3, 33 CE, coinciding with a lunar eclipse on that day. In the Quran, a solar eclipse is noted before the birth of Muhammad and also on the day his son, Ibrahim, passed away. The Mayan civilization meticulously recorded astronomical events in hieroglyphs on stone, pottery, murals, and accordion-folded bark books known as codices. Among their astronomical records are detailed accounts of eclipses. In the book, Astronomy and the Maya Codices, Harvey and Victoria Bricker demonstrated the Maya's ability to predict the solar eclipse of July 1991. Today, knowledge of astronomy's agricultural applications, the Maya calendar, and ceremonial practices persist through oral tradition in many Maya communities across Mesoamerica. At Chaco Canyon in New Mexico, early Pueblo people carved a petroglyph into the rock face that possibly depicts an eclipse observed on July 11, 1097. This petroglyph features a swirling loop extending from the side, potentially symbolizing a coronal mass ejection from the sun. Today, NASA studies coronal mass ejections using spacecraft that simulate the Earth's view during eclipses. The numerous petroglyphs found at Chaco Canyon offer valuable insights into how ancestral Puebloans studied the sun. Throughout history, various indigenous groups in North America have developed diverse interpretations of eclipses, reflecting unique cultural perspectives. Eclipses have played a pivotal role in advancing scientific knowledge. Albert Einstein proposed his theory of general relativity in 1916, but its validation came in 1919 during an eclipse science expedition led by Sir Arthur Eddington. This validation propelled Einstein to fame, demonstrating how gravity warps time and space, altering the fabric of the universe. During the May 29, 1919 eclipse, scientists observed stars appearing in unexpected positions, providing evidence supporting Einstein's theory. In August 2017, a total solar eclipse traversed the United States from Oregon to South Carolina, crossing 14 states along its path of totality. This event marked the first total solar eclipse visible across the contiguous U.S. in 38 years, with approximately two-thirds of the U.S. population living within a day's drive of the path of totality. A fleet of 11 spacecraft operated by NASA and partner organizations, including the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, and the European Space Agency, captured observations of the Sun, Moon, and Earth during the eclipse. NASA also deployed a Gulfstream III aircraft and two WB-57 aircraft for high-altitude observations. The International Space Station contributed space-based photographs of the eclipse's shadow moving across the United States. Additionally, many citizen scientists engaged in eclipse-related projects, such as the Eclipse Ballooning Project with the Montana Space Grant Consortium, the Citizen Kate Telescope Program, and various mobile apps, contributing to scientific research. This nationwide celestial event received support from multiple government agencies, including the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, National Park Service, NOAA, and the Department of Transportation. An estimated 215 million Americans viewed the eclipse, with 61 million witnessing it electronically, and 154 million stepping outside to witness it firsthand. Eclipses have not just influenced scientific studies, but they have had a strong impact on superstitions and beliefs in many cultures around the world. For many people in ancient times, a total solar eclipse generated fear. They thought the world would end or a great evil would follow. Though the fears and superstitions have evolved to match a more modern way of thinking, they have not ceased to exist. Let's talk about what superstitions and fears people have had about solar eclipses throughout history and in this current time and the more recent years leading up to today. Throughout history, few events have rivaled the impact of major natural phenomena in terms of unsettling the status quo and generating a heightened sense of uncertainty. As individuals across the globe gear up for today's solar eclipse in 2024, it is evident that this year is no different. Given the rarity of a total solar eclipse, plunging the sun into complete darkness, it's understandable that superstitions surrounding such occurrences would arise. After all, experiencing such a dramatic shift, one that fundamentally alters our perception of daily existence on this planet, can be inherently challenging to navigate. For ages, eclipses were viewed with fear and trepidation by various cultures. The sudden darkening of the sun during a solar eclipse was seen as a disruption of natural order and a harbinger of impending calamity. Ancient civilizations associated eclipses with the wrath of gods or supernatural forces, interpreting them as omens of war, famines, or other disasters. Different cultures developed specific beliefs and rituals to ward off perceived negative influences associated with eclipses. For example, in some cultures, people would bang on pots and pans or create loud noises to scare away evil spirits believed to cause eclipses and bring misfortune. In modern times, despite advancements in scientific understanding, superstitions surrounding solar eclipses persist in various forms, reflecting a blend of cultural beliefs, personal apprehensions, and lingering historical associations. As the world anticipates the occurrence of a solar eclipse today, these modern superstitions continue to influence behaviors and perceptions surrounding this celestial event. One prevalent fear associated with solar eclipses is the belief in bad luck or negative omens. Some people harbor concerns that eclipses herald disasters, accidents, or personal misfortune. This superstition, rooted in ancient traditions of interpreting celestial events as cosmic warnings, persists despite scientific explanations debunking any causal link between eclipses and subsequent calamities. The fear of negative outcomes during an eclipse can evoke anxiety and precautionary measures among those who hold these beliefs. According to one superstition, if a solar eclipse happens to fall within 6 months before or after your birthday, you will experience bad health. Another common fear related to solar eclipses is health-related. There is a widespread superstition that viewing a solar eclipse without proper eye protection can cause eye damage or other health issues. The intense brightness of the sun's corona during a total solar eclipse can indeed pose a risk to unprotected eyes, leading to warnings from health authorities and experts urging the use of certified solar viewing glasses or indirect viewing methods to ensure safety. Despite educational efforts to promote safe viewing practices, the fear of eye damage during eclipses persists, prompting people to take precautions to protect their vision. Ancient Hindu mythology provides a rather graphic and disturbing explanation for solar eclipses. According to legend, a cunning demon named Rahu sought to drink the nectar of the gods and thus attain immortality. Disguised as a woman, Rahu attempted to attend a banquet of the gods and was discovered by Vishnu. As punishment, the demon was promptly beheaded, and it is his decapitated head flying across the sky that darkens the sun during an eclipse. Some versions say that Rahu was actually able to steal a sip of the nectar, but was beheaded before the elixir reached the rest of his body. His immortal head, in perpetual pursuit of the sun, sometimes catches and swallows it. But the sun quickly reappears, as Rahu has no throat. In historical India, when a solar eclipse rolled around, women who were on their period were also considered to be especially prone to bad luck and forced to stay indoors. This is obviously very false and very offensive. The Inca of South America worshipped Inti, the all-powerful sun god. Inti was generally believed to be benevolent, but solar eclipses were understood to be a sign of his wrath and displeasure. Following an eclipse, spiritual leaders would attempt to divine the source of his anger and determine which sacrifices should be offered. Although the Inca rarely practiced human sacrifice, it is thought that an eclipse was occasionally deemed serious enough to do so. Fasting was also common, and the emperor would often withdraw from public duties during and following an eclipse. While I personally can't go through an eclipse without sun chips or a moon pie, many cultures in India believed that fasting during an eclipse would save them from impure or poisoned foods. As recently as 2010, during the near-annular, very large partial eclipse, out of fear, people stayed home. Few were on the streets. Restaurants and hotels saw a dip in business. Many customers preferred not to eat during the event, and most schools closed when students did not show up. In Cambodia in 1995, instead of screaming and banging during a solar eclipse, soldiers shot into the air to scare the mythic dragon from the sky. It was reported that the only scattered casualties were from the bullets. In Baja, California in 1991, astronomers were surprised by the weeping and wailing of hotel staff, who were terrified by the onset of darkness. There are many more examples, but the human response that stands out the most is related to pregnancy. In many cultures, including India, a solar or lunar eclipse is considered a bad omen. In India, an eclipse is traditionally also considered harmful for a growing baby during pregnancy, if the pregnant mom doesn't take certain precautions. This belief is not supported by any known science, but it's so firmly engraved in culture that it can cause you or other family members to worry for the safety of your growing baby when an eclipse is happening. Whether it's for your own peace of mind or that of your family members, there's a lot you can do during an eclipse to help you feel protected. Traditionally, it's believed that if a pregnant mom looks at a solar or lunar eclipse, or even just goes outside while an eclipse is happening, her baby might develop a physical disability or be born with a prominent birthmark. If you share this belief, you don't need to worry if an eclipse is happening in another part of the world, only if it's happening in your area. One of the most common eclipse superstitions is that pregnant women should not touch or handle sharp objects, including knives, needles, or anything else with a pointy edge, out of fear that an eclipse will cause deformities to their unborn child. According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, even today, many baby bloggers and forums ask if pregnant women should wear some sort of metal, such as a safety pin, to protect their baby. It's believed these superstitions date back to the Aztecs, who thought that an eclipse was a celestial beast biting the sun. And the same thing would happen to a baby if the pregnant mother dared to watch. According to the Aztecs, lunar eclipses might turn gestating fetuses into mice, a theory that was documented by a Franciscan missionary who wrote about Aztec beliefs starting in 1529. This has to be one of the weirdest and obviously most amazing superstitions in the history of solar eclipses. In Transylvania, they believed that eclipses could cause plague. Alaskan natives believed that the moisture and dew could cause sickness. Dishes were turned upside down. Affected utensils were washed. Now, this is unfortunate, but in medieval times, people believed that sex during an eclipse would result in a demon baby. So they put a ban on it altogether while a solar eclipse was in full swing. A modern superstition has resulted from this, which is that a pregnant woman shouldn't touch her belly during a lunar eclipse. Otherwise, the baby could be born with a birthmark or birth defect. According to Choctaw legend, a mischievous black squirrel gnawing on the sun is the cause of the eclipse. Like the Chinese dragon, the squirrel must be frightened away by the clamor and yells of the event's human witnesses. Ojibwe and Cree peoples have a story that a boy, or sometimes a dwarf, named Kikibus, if I pronounced that right, sought revenge on the sun for burning him. Despite the protestations of his sister, he caught the sun in a snare, causing an eclipse. Various animals tried to release the sun from the trap, but only the lowly mouse could chew through the ropes and set the sun back on its path. The Bata Maliba are ancient people of northern Togo and Benin. According to their legend, human anger and fighting spread to the sun and the moon, who began to fight with each other and caused an eclipse. The legendary first mothers, Puka Puka and Kaioki, urged the villagers to demonstrate peace to the sun and moon, to convince them to stop their fighting. During an eclipse, Bata Maliba people make amends for old feuds and peacefully come together to encourage peace between the celestial bodies. Surprisingly, ancient Egyptians didn't leave any explicit records detailing solar eclipses, though such an event would undoubtedly have been observed by these astronomy-savvy sun worshippers. Some scholars have suggested that perhaps eclipses were highly distressing and were deliberately left unrecorded so as not to endow the event with a degree of permanence, or tempt the sun god, Ra. One Egyptologist has suggested that various references to an apparently metaphorical form of blindness align with historical eclipse dates and may be symbolic records of these events. Or perhaps papyrus records were simply lost to time. Some cultures thought that the sun was in a fight with its lover, the moon. Others found a different kind of romantic explanation. To the Australian Aborigines, the sun was seen as a woman who carries a torch. The moon, by contrast, was regarded as male. Because of the association with the lunar cycle with the female menstrual cycle, the moon was linked with fertility. A solar eclipse was interpreted as the moon man uniting with the sun woman. In German mythology, the hot female sun and cold male moon were married. The sun ruled the day, and the sleepy moon ruled the night. Seeking companionship, the moon was drawn to his bride, and they came together, thus a solar eclipse. Some Native Americans drew on a similar concept, that a solar eclipse was a visit of companions. West Africans of Benin switched the gender roles of the sun and the moon, and suggest that the orbs are very busy, but when they do get together, they turn off the light for privacy. In Tahitian myth, the orbs are lovers who join up, providing an eclipse, but get lost in the moment and created stars to light their return to normalcy. Even though urine is technically sterile, rubbing it in your eyes just never seems like a good idea. But according to DNA India, there's a superstition that suggests rubbing urine in one's eyes if you don't want to go blind while they gazed up during a solar eclipse. Cultural interpretations also contribute to contemporary superstitions about solar eclipses, as I mentioned earlier. In some societies, eclipses are associated with spiritual and supernatural phenomena, leading to beliefs in increased paranormal activity or disturbances during these events. This cultural lens shapes individuals' perception of eclipses, influencing behaviors such as avoiding outdoor activities or refraining from eating during the eclipse period to ward off perceived negative influences. Have you ever wondered what would happen to the werewolf during a solar eclipse? You might possibly get a 5-second super werewolf. According to Japanese folklore, an eclipse was believed to introduce poison into the atmosphere, and that the poison would fall from the sky and cover their wells. So wells were covered to protect their drinking water from whatever would come. And according to Shinto tradition, an amulet with a shiny gem was then hung from a tree to compensate for the lack of light, which actually sounds quite nice. And again in India, this is one of the prominent beliefs about eclipses. People bathe, change into clean clothes, and dispose of anything they use during the eclipse. In addition, a sprinkling of holy water is sufficient to ward off any evil. Technological concerns are another facet of modern eclipse superstitions. Some people fear potential disruptions to electronic devices or communication systems during eclipses, attributing technical malfunctions to the supposed influence of cosmic energies or celestial alignments. This fear, while unsubstantiated by scientific evidence, highlights the interplay between cultural beliefs and contemporary anxieties surrounding eclipses. To counter these fears and superstitions, individuals adopt various strategies to stay safe during solar eclipses. The most crucial safety measure is using approved solar viewing glasses or solar filters to protect the eyes from harmful solar radiation. Education campaigns by scientific organizations and health authorities emphasize the importance of safe viewing practices, providing guidelines and resources to ensure public awareness and safety. Additionally, people may choose to observe eclipses indirectly through pinhole projectors, telescopes with solar filters, or live broadcasts to avoid direct exposure to the sun's intense light. These alternative viewing methods offer safe ways to witness the celestial spectacle without compromising eye health. Today, people hold a variety of beliefs about eclipses. Some people still consider it a bad omen, cursed and disastrous. people in Italy believe that planting a flower during an eclipse causes it to bloom brighter and more colorful than others. Eclipses did not incite fear in at least one group. Bohemia's miners. They believed that the event portended good luck in finding gold. Some North American Indian tribes believed that an eclipse was simply nature's way of checking in with the sky, perhaps a sort of cleaning house. The sun and the moon temporarily leave their places in the sky to see if things are going all right on our planet. Modern superstitions surrounding solar eclipses encompass a range of fears and beliefs, rooted in cultural heritage, historical interpretation, and personal perceptions. Despite scientific knowledge debunking casual connections between eclipses and negative outcomes, these superstitions continue to shape behaviors and attitudes during eclipse events. Now, even though we've touched on some solar eclipse myths from around the world, let's take another look at some of them. I found most of the following information from a 2013 article in the National Geographic. Throughout history and across diverse cultures, people have devised various myths and legends to explain the phenomenon of the sun's disappearance during solar eclipses. These cultural narratives include Viking tales of sky wolves, Korean legends of fire dogs, and African stories of celestial reconciliation. These stories reflect the creative ways in which societies around the world have sought to make sense of eclipses over the centuries. Now that you're properly armed with some facts, myths, fears, and superstitions about the eclipse, go out there and watch this historical event take place. Do it safely, mind your manners, but most of all, have fun. I'll be watching from my back porch here in Bella Vista, Arkansas, while sipping on a drink named after today's event, the total eclipse. Thank you for listening to Freaky Folklore, the podcast about mankind's horrifying legends and myths. Don't forget to follow Freaky Folklore on Spotify and iTunes. If you can, leave the show an honest review on iTunes to help us grow. Freaky Folklore is part of the EerieCast Podcast Network, the home for listeners who love to feel scared. Go to EerieCast.com to find other terrifying podcasts, such as Destination Terror, hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. If you would like to submit an encounter or suggestions for future episodes, you can email them to carmencarrion@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter or Instagram for information on future episodes. Until next time, stay safe out there, because this world is a strange one.